Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for May 22nd, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We'll check in with Farm Director Shana Olson coming up in just a couple of minutes. According to three ethanol industry sources and shipping data, a rare U.S. ethanol shipment will arrive in China very soon. Reuters says this may be the first ethanol shipment to China since the two countries struck a trade deal earlier this year. China recently waived some additional tariffs on almost 700 American products, including ethanol, to support more purchases of U.S. farm goods to help meet the obligations in the Phase 1 trade deal. Since China made the move, the ethanol industry has been watching for signs of renewed trade in biofuel. Tariffs on U.S. fuel ethanol were as high as 70% after Beijing upped some retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports in the back-and-forth trade dispute with Washington, D.C. The Trump administration this week announced details of the coronavirus food assistance program, direct payments to farmers, an aid package applauded by the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF economist Shelby Myers says that farmers can enroll in the program beginning next Tuesday by contacting their local FSA office.
To qualify for a payment, a commodity must have declined in price by at least 5% between mid-January to mid-April of 2020 due to the coronavirus, and it will come as a single payment. To ensure the availability of funds, producers will receive 80% of their maximum total payment upon approval of their application, and the remaining 20% that does not exceed the payment limit will be paid at a later date.
Myers explains how the payments will be calculated for non-specialty crops and livestock.
The payment rate for non-specialty row crops that are eligible is calculated by using either 50% of the 2019 production or 2019 inventory held on January 15, 2020, whichever is smaller, then multiplying it by the sum of the listed CARES payment rate and CCC payment rate, then all multiplied by 50%. The livestock payment rate is calculated by taking the number of livestock sold between January 15 and April 15th of 2020, multiplied by the CARES Part 1 payment rate, plus the inventory of livestock held April 16 to May 14 of 2020, multiplied by the CCC Part 2 payment rate.
Let's get a sunflower planting progress report now in the U.S. from John Sandbachen, the executive director of the National Sunflower Association.
Well, you know, when you look at the U.S., you know, South Dakota, Minnesota, and North Dakota are behind the five-year average right now, but that's not surprising, you know, because of the other grains that get planted before sunflower. You know, so we're a little bit behind, but honestly, if we had some, you know, nice weather here, we could get caught up pretty fast. In the High Plains, they're ahead of the five-year average. The crop is moving in really nice. Some cases, they've got about 20% of the crop already planted, and so they're ahead of the five-year average. And you know, they've had some good moisture in areas. Some areas are dry also, but you know, they're taking advantage of this good weather and getting their crop in.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.